Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. How is Trump good at solving wars when the American secular nationalistic world order causes them? On 12 October 2025, Trump declared, "And I hear now there's a war going on between Pakistan and Afghanistan. I said I'll have to wait till I get back. I'm doing another one because I'm good at solving wars." Trump is an arrogant liar. In fact, it is the secular nationalistic world order that Trump enforces that causes the continual wars between Muslims while ensuring alliances with the foremost enemies of the Muslims. Firstly, the war between Pakistan and Afghanistan is because of the nationalistic Durand Line, which divided Muslims and ignited conflict between them. Moreover, Trump's nationalistic world order ensures that the Muslims are divided into over 50 tiny states by borders that the colonialists drew on maps. This is even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "هذا كتاب من محمد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المسلمين والمؤمنين من قريش ويثرب ومن تبعهم فلحق بهم وجاهد معهم إنهم أمة واحدة دون الناس." This is a pact of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم between the Muslims and the believers from the tribes of Quraysh and Yathrib and those under them waging war in their company. Indeed, they are one ummah distinct from all other people. Narrated by Al-Bayhaqi in As-Sunan Al-Kubra. Now, can it be conceived that Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj established a border between themselves after the establishment of the Islamic State, or the Ansar established a border to separate Medina from Mecca after the conquest of Mecca? So how can Muslims accept nationalistic borders between Muslims drawn by the Kuffar in violation of the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How? Secondly, the alliances with the enemies of Muslims, whether the Jewish entity, the Hindu state, or America itself, is because of the secular world order that Trump enforces. Trump's secular world order rewards the enemies of Muslims by establishing military and economic alliances with them, so that the enemies benefit from the vast resources of the Islamic Ummah and are in a better position to create fitna, sedition. In the Muslim world, secularism is the detachment of Islam from politics, economy, and foreign relations. Thus, the regimes of Muslims see no harm in normalizing relations with those who fight Muslims and assist others in doing so. This is even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ أَنْ تُوَلُّوهُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah forbids your alliance with those who fight you because of your deen and drive you from your homelands or aid others to do so. And as for those who turn to them in alliance, they are truly oppressors. Al-Mumtahina 9. Now, is there any doubt that America is an enemy of Muslims after it occupied Iraq and Afghanistan itself and assisted the Jewish entity and the Hindu state in occupying Muslim land? Is there any doubt that the Hindu state is an enemy of Muslims after occupying Kashmir and fighting Islam within its abode? Is there any doubt that the Jewish entity is an enemy of Muslims after occupying the blessed land of Palestine and burying Gaza? So how can the Muslims of Afghanistan allow an alliance with India? And how can the Muslims of Pakistan allow an alliance with America and normalize relations with the Jewish entity? How? O Muslims of Pakistan, Afghanistan, occupied Kashmir, and Bangladesh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The example of those who take allies other than Allah is like that of the spider who takes a home, and indeed the weakest of homes is the home of the spider if they only knew. Al-Ankabut 41. Our forefathers rid us of the British colonialist occupation, but not the colonialist nationalistic secular world order. This is why we are divided and weak, while our enemies attack us night and day. This is why we fight amongst ourselves while making peace with our enemies. There is no way to strengthen the Muslim world without establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. It is the Khilafah Rashida that will work to unify the entire Muslim world as the world's most powerful state. It is the Khilafah Rashida that will liberate the lands of Muslims. It is the Khilafah Rashida that will lead the world in dismantling the secular nationalistic world order. So, O Muslims, work for the reestablishment of the Khilafah Rashida. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mus'ab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan.